welcome to another episode of the Hope Mindful Compassion Show. My name is Paul Gardigan and I look after the mindfulness program here at Hope.
Hello, I'm Simon Mott. I'm the founder of Hope Rehab.
And today, Simon, you're going to interview me again, I believe.
That's right. That's right. Today we're going to talk about resting in the body. So I believe that's a mindfulness practice. Do you want to just clarify that?
Yeah. So the resting in the body is, it's basically the main practice we do here at Hope. And you can sort of see everything else we, in regards to the mindfulness program, is to sort of help us do that. And it's something we intuitively do when we're mentally distressed. And what it actually means is putting our attention on physical sensation. That a physical sensation can either be in the form of movement, or it can be in the form of like sensations in the body. So when it's in the body, it's actually called interoceptive awareness. We're becoming aware of our sensations in the body. And we start to find that there's actually a great sense of relief in this.
Well, since you mentioned sort of feelings or sensations in the body, the first thing that comes up for me is anxiety.
Yes.
Because it's probably one of the most common and difficult symptoms that our clients experience. So how does it help with anxiety?
So from this perspective, the problem isn't the anxiety itself, as in the physical, you know, manifestation of the anxiety. The problem is it's almost like we have this allergic reaction to it, and we retreat into thinking, and we end up getting anxious about being anxious, and it has this sort of multiplier effect, because we sort of need anxiety, the physical sensations of anxiety. We need them. If we didn't have it, we'd probably be wandering in traffic. You know, it sort of saves us. I mean, if you've got to give a presentation or something, you probably want to be a little bit keyed up. But it's not like some of us become very, very sensitive to these natural things the body does. And anything we kind of, when you resist something like that, it sort of multiplies. It doesn't actually really allow us to escape it. There's no escaping these feelings. They're just stuff the body does. It ends up just making the things much worse. But if you start to learn to work with these sensations,
yes,
we can, you know, they can really help us.
So that brings me on to that, because I would say, yeah, of course, yes, anxiety is a form of energy. And of course, I suppose a healthy person has a natural way to manage it and functions. Of course, we know our clients come with very high levels of anxiety often, either precipitated by mental health, emotional health, or just the fact that they've been medicating it all away and they're not used to sitting with it. So how do you get them started?
So what I would say to that, this is something we intuitively do already. And what I find that I'm teaching most clients is something, is to sort of improve something that they've kind of been doing already. So the first time I really saw the power of this resting in the body was in my early 20s. I ended up in a very bad state because of alcohol and ended up on the streets. And I was mentally sort of overwhelmed, and I used to just spend my days walking around. I couldn't even buy alcohol anymore. I was having panic attacks if I had to speak to people. And I remember wandering around just wishing somebody would notice me and put me in a psychiatric ward. But the only relief I could get during that time was walking. And what I was doing when I was walking was I was putting my attention on physical sensation, and I was getting a break from the thinking.
Right.
And then later on, I got trained to be a nurse. And as part of my nurse's training, I had to spend time in psychiatric wards. And when I got there, one of the things I saw was very, very familiar to me. I saw people there pacing up and down. They were doing the exact same thing I was doing. This is resting in the body. And this is why, you know, I have no fear recommending this to anybody, because it's something we do already.
So, sorry, can I just clarify? So resting in the body is tuning in to your...
Well, there's two types of it.
Yeah.
So it's always about physical sensation. So there's two main types of physical sensation. There's movement and there's the sensation that's already there in the body. Now, for some people, when they sort of come to rehab, they can be very disconnected from their bodies. So it's easier to just start with movement, because movement we're completely in control of. And so when you're walking, you're creating movement. But later on, we can actually focus on these sensations that are already in the body. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, because to some extent, it almost feels like distraction technique.
It's quite the opposite.
Is it?
In a sense that our sensations is kind of what we are. So we have the story in our head, the thinking that's giving us a description of what the body's doing.
Yeah.
You know, it's giving a description of the stuff that's coming into the body, into the senses.
Well, we're moving away from our thoughts, then, should I say
that? Well, you're moving our attention, yeah. We're just
moving my attention from my thoughts to my bodily sensations.
Yeah. So we're not actually doing anything with the thoughts. We're not stopping the thoughts. We're not reasoning with the thoughts. Mm. We're just moving our attention to something that, you know, I would say is more relevant.
Well, that's very good. I mean, I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that because, and I suppose, I should, you know, I do realize that in some of the meditation practice and mindfulness practice, that's kind of some of what we do, you know, body scanning, you know, things like that. And, but of course, I think the majority of us have it in our heads that the meditation practice is just kind of like letting our thoughts flow away and not getting caught up in them. But I like the idea of, in fact, even just tuning into our body even more.
So, I mean, and you're right. For something, so meditation is like that. Mm. And for me, I was always attracted to that type of meditation that got me out of the body.
Mm.
But the problem was I was already away with the fairies. And by doing this stuff that was going to make me away with the fairies wasn't really the best approach. I needed to get grounded. My problem was always that I was never grounded.
Right.
So you got different strains within say Buddhism and Taoism and all these different approaches. And some, you know, some make sense for different people.
Right.
But for a lot of us, you know, I'd say for the majority of people who end up in rehab, the problem is they're not grounded at all.
Absolutely.
And so to start getting grounded, this is how
to learn. What strikes me with this, why it's so useful, to learn to accept the feelings in our body.
Exactly. Perfect. And then that's the second. So the first step is to actually start turning to the body. See, what I love about this is I'm not asking anybody here to believe anything. It's fully experiential. You experience it. So the clients put their attention on the body. They start to notice the relief. But then they notice that they can't maintain it. And the thing that drives them out is the feelings. So the next step is to start developing this tolerance to be able to sit with our feelings. Mm. And the more we can do that, the more we can sort of rest in the body. See, and this is the problem with our thinking. It's not that the thinking is kind of is bad or awful or that we don't want it. It's just that it's very disconnected. It's very disconnected from the rest of our experience.
Mm.
We're telling stories based on stories that are already there. We're not getting enough new information in.
Mm.
We're resting in the body. That's where all the information is actually, all the fresh information is coming. So we start getting, you know, much more informed stories. Much more helpful stories. Because, I mean, some of us are still caught in the stories that we had when we were 9 or 8, you know, and they're not really relevant anymore. They're really getting in our way. So, yeah, just resting in the body is how we move away from that.
Right. Okay. So a typical client comes into Hope Rehab. So how do you work with them?
So the very first thing, as you know, as you pay for them, is the beads.
The beads,
so the first, you know, we like to make things easy for clients when they first come. So it might be too much effort for them to be pacing up and down like I used to do.
Mm.
So I call the beads as like a lazy person's pacing.
Right.
So you can just do it sitting down, just putting your attention on the physical sensation of holding the beads. And, you know, the first time I give the beads to a client, I don't tell them to do it for a specific amount of time. I just say, do it as often as you can. And what they're doing, so one, they're going to start feeling that sort of refuge in the body. They're going to feel that we don't have to intellectually get this. It's more important that the brain gets it, that the brain starts to, because it's like we didn't have to intellectually get drugs. Mm. Just the body gets it.
Mm.
It's the same with this. Once the body starts to notice there's some peace in it sort of wants to do it more by itself. So we just start off with the beads. And working with the beads is fantastic all around because it actually prepares clients for all the other types of meditation we do.
Mm.
It starts building their attention, starts building their concentration, which people tend to be really poor when they first come in.
Mm.
So it basically means that within a week or so, they can quite easily do all the other meditations we offer.
All right. Okay, good. Yeah, I do see, obviously, everyone wandering around with their beads and counting them and doing whatever they do with them, which... I can see the benefits and the, you know, how it's working for them. It gets them, I think it helps them embrace mindfulness and meditation for whatever reason, you know.
And that's so important because, I mean, if I'm good at selling something, I'm not. But if I was, maybe I could convince people you know, here to try this. But, you know, once they go away, they could just forget about it. If we can get people to actually experience it and to experience the relief, it takes on a life of itself. Because they go, yeah, that really helped me. And you don't even need to know the theory.
No.
I mean, I give the theories, I explain, you know, my understanding of why it works. But that's not important. We didn't need to, you know, all we're doing is taking something that most people do already and making it more deliberate and therefore far more effective. Because we shouldn't really be waiting until we get really mentally distressed to do this. That if we can do it beforehand, we can sort of avoid getting mentally distressed in the first place. This really is, this changed everything for me.
Right.
In a big way. And, you know, the more I focused on the body, the more peace I found. And the better my thinking became, you know, in the fact, because it was based on new information that was coming into the body.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think this is really important for us to communicate this to potential clients, new clients, because so many institutions now just sort of use the word mindfulness, but what is it? What do I do? It could mean a multitude of things. It could mean nothing, to be honest with you. So I think being really clear, this is what we're going to teach you. This is what you're going to do, and this will help you. And I think it's quite attractive. You know, instead of that sort of, if you say mindfulness, meditation to someone, they might imagine sitting in a room, cross-legged, just quiet, and it won't appeal to everyone.
Yeah.
But if you explain this is, you're going to be really connecting with your body and, you know, what you've explained today.
And most people get it.
Yeah, I think it's that makes a lot of sense for everyone, not just people interested in meditation. Yeah.
And you're right, you know, and that's the thing, you know, people, you know, we can talk about all of this kind of stuff and sort of, you know, but when we actually start to see how something like this, I mean, intuitively know, say, yeah, I've done that already. I mean, there's very few clients that I've met that haven't already been doing it.
In some form.
Yeah. So you don't need to convince somebody of the practical value of something they're already doing.
But it's something innate in us anyway.
Yes.
Right. That's very interesting. And I totally identify with what you described earlier with this pacing and walking around. I used to do that as an instant to cool myself off, to get myself to
my exactly. Nobody taught you that.
No one taught me.
You didn't go on a mindfulness course.
No, but it was my own form of mindfulness. And probably still do it. I go running, don't I? A lot. And for me, that's my, you know, tuning into the body.
And all the practices that we do and that we offer are to enhance that.
To enhance it, yeah. And I guess for the clients to deliberately use it at the, you know, right moments or every day if possible.
Yeah. Well, it becomes, and that's it. See, once we get it, we start to just do it more and more. It takes on a life of itself, of its own. You know, once you find the relief, you don't have to keep on convincing yourself to do it.
Yeah.
It just naturally becomes a larger and larger part of your life.
Yeah, like so many practices in recovery that we all do. And it enhances life so much, whereas the drugs just damaged us.
Yeah. And that's what I say to people, you know, it's no, like I explain it, you know, because this is from my own experience. There, you know, most of us who come to rehab, and this is, you know, certainly for me, we initially come for bad reasons or negative reasons, you know, in the sense that we're afraid of losing a loved one, we're afraid of losing our job, we're afraid of this destroying our health. And they're great reasons to get us, you know, into a place like this and to get us to start changing our life. But they may not be good long term. That, you know, we need to, you know, we turn to drugs for a reason. We were looking for something and we're still looking for that something. And until we find it, we're just going to go back to what we know.
Yes.
You know, for me, this was the something I was looking for, you know, and I found it and it's all, you know, it resolves everything.
Right, yeah, and of course that's right. Yeah, what gets people to commit are usually the consequences of the using, but not the causes.
And you've seen it yourself here, you know, so many times. You know, clients come, they're so afraid, and they're so, you know, maybe remorseful. But in a week or two, I mean, that can be all forgotten. And the confidence is back. And
yes.
You know, and
yeah. Okay, well, thank you for explaining that. Resting in the body, mindfulness technique.
Thank you.